Welcome to our pre-show. I produced an entire show for tomorrow, and guess what? I looked at the show log, and it had been done already some 10 days ago. On the 14th, the Dave Slavman story. What the hell is with me? I don't know. I don't think, you know, people say, are you getting old? Are you getting senile? No, I used to do this shit. I've been doing this shit my whole life. In my 20s, I was leaving my keys in my car. Did I tell you this one? I was at a Ram game. Me, Carter, Danny, took my car, took my Blazer, my Chevy Blazer at the time. At the time, I was 32, 33 years old. Left my fucking keys in the car with the radio on because we'd been tailgating and just, I don't know what we did. We just took off and went into the game. And fortunately, and when I say fortunately, I mean it wasn't bothering me through the whole game. Or otherwise, if, for instance, I'd realized I'd left the car keys in there, I'd say in the first quarter, I would have to leave, come back in. How the fuck knows, how anybody knows you do that? How do you leave and come back into a game? I guess you can do it. I'm sure it's been done. It's just, but anyway, with 2 minutes left in the game, I go, fuck, I got to leave. And Carter says, why? I said, I left the fucking keys in the car. I was in my 30s. I've done shit like that my whole life. I left and did an air shift at K-West, 27 years old. And I was doing a Saturday morning air shift, 6 fucking hour Saturday morning air shift. And I, before I left the house, started to boil 3 eggs. I was going to have 3 boiled eggs. I was going to take them in the car with me. I left. I went to work. And with a half hour left in the air shift, I realized, you know, that's the blessing. If I realized that, you know, I had 5 hours to go in the air shift, I would have had to call somebody to kick the fucking door into my house. With a half hour left to go, I realized I left a goddamn pan with eggs boiling on my stove. I left, got home. Everything was cool. I had a cat at the time. Most of the times I've had cats because doggies need a lot of attention, man. Sometimes I can't do it. So my cat was under the bed. Everything was cool. The apartment, I had kind of a little apartment above this shop. I was renting an apartment from a riding stable. It's a long fucking story. I just got back to town. Anyway, so there I was in Pasadena. So there's smoke in the apartment. I go, fuck. At least nothing's burned to the ground. I go back into the kitchen. The pan is on the stove. The gas heater is on the pan, under the pan. All of the water has completely evaporated, and the eggs have exploded. These 3 eggs have exploded with bits of egg all over the kitchen. And the pan is still, you know, cooking away. There's smoke coming up, and there's bits of burned egg in the bottom of this thing. But that was it. And I was like, God damn, thank fucking God. First thing I did is I turned it off. I got my cat, and I took her outside, and I put her out in an enclosed air so she gets some fucking air. She was fine. But he was fine. And then I began the process of cleaning the motherfucking place up and thinking, what is wrong? What's up with you, Henry? So I've been doing this shit my whole life. I've been running out of gas. When I was in my early 20s, I'd go to clubs. I'd drink and dance. You know? And who knows? I had an air shift to do in the morning because I've been doing radio since I was 20. So I've been in radio since I was 20 years old. And so, every place I've gone, everything I've done, I've always had some fucking air shift I had to get on to, you know. Back then I was working for BJ 105 in Orlando. But I mean, I'm going out, I'm drinking, I'm dancing with the girls, I'm coming home and I run out of fucking gas. Why? Because I didn't get any fucking gas, Henry. You didn't take time to get gas. Why? Oh, it'll last me. I'll get home. You stupid motherfucker. 2 o'clock in the morning. Another morning, I was drinking, driving, coming back from a club, 2 a.m. It was foggier than hell in Orlando. And I made a turn on the street that I knew I had to turn onto to get onto the main drag that would take me home. But I didn't turn on the right side of the sign. You have to turn in front of the sign. It would take you onto the pavement. I turned behind it. My car went headfirst into a ditch. And would you believe I was so fucking drunk, I got out of that car and tried to push it out for about, not more than 10 seconds, but I do not know how the tow truck came, but I'm here to tell you, I think it was a cop. I think a cop called a tow truck for me. Did he breathalyze me? No. Did he put the flashlight in my eyes? No. He just saw what was going down. He said, I'll get a tow truck, called a tow truck. I've been dodging bullets like that my whole fucking life, and I've been really, you know, just not paying attention. Talk about paying attention to the small things. So when I fell and I ripped the rotator cuff of my right shoulder, I thought, you know what, Henry, this is the shit you've been doing your whole life, and now it's causing you now you got to go to surgery for this shit. All right, so why did we bring up all of this? Because I forgot that I did this show 10 days ago. So I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to log back in. Today is the 24th. There is freedom within. How did I miss that? I don't know. There is freedom within. But it definitely puts a crimp in your fucking day, bro. All right, so 24th. What do you got, Henry? Well, on the 24th of last year, it was a weekend. We were doing a Saturday classic. We had a movie we were doing, 5 minutes to whatever that is, 5 minutes to live. There was then Steve Ozella's interviewed. He's sick. Then we had Dave Slavman. Then we had Coach Vernon Dozier holds forth ahead of football season. Fill in the crew, meet a member of Dave Blattner's office cleaning crew. This ought to be interesting. Dave Blattner's office cleaning crew. Let's do this one. Jesus H. Criminy. Oh, did I erase? You know what? Guess what else I did? I erased the promo that I cut. At least it would have been a new promo for the show, but that's gone now. That's gone, man. It'll never come back, man. It'll never come back. All right, you're just doing it. You're doing it good, though, Phil. Let me see. Is there no promo? Okay. Because I did cut a promo, but I erased everything. What is this? Oh, that's my pickups that I did. I'm doing an audiobook. A lot of you guys, I've been telling you, I'm doing an audiobook. It's about almost done. But it's my first audiobook, so I refuse to be paid. And I'm doing it for a very good friend and this cat that I know, and he's a great... He's also my studio tech, and Adam Chavez, and, you know... I don't want to be paid for this gig because it's my first audiobook, and let's just do it, you know. It's not often that I say to people, I don't want to be paid for the gig. In fact, I never say that. All right, here we go.